This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A fiery meeting in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky got into it over Russia's war.
During the war, everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You will not have war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us tempers flared.
It was building over the course of the 45 minutes that Zelensky was sitting there in the Oval Office with the president, with the vice president, with the secretary of state and Ukrainian officials. President Trump seemed to mostly want to focus on this minerals deal that he was arguing was going to be great for Ukraine and great for the United States.
The meeting ended abruptly. That minerals deal was never signed. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply concerned about severe cuts in U.S. foreign assistance.
Going through with these cuts will make the world less healthy, less safe, and less prosperous. The reduction of America's humanitarian role and influence will run counter to American interests globally.
He said the cuts would be especially devastating for the world's vulnerable people. In an effort to slim down the government, the Department of Education is now offering its eligible employees a voluntary $25,000 buyout. The Social Security Administration out with a similar offer as well. And some federal workers are expected to receive another one of those five things you did last week emails this weekend. And CBS News has learned this time it will come from their individual federal agencies. To Rome now, where there's been a steady stream of visitors to St. Peter's Square praying for the Pope, who remains in the hospital with pneumonia.
I pray every night for him, for his health, because we need him. Not only we Italian, but the world, the whole world needs him because he's a man of peace.
According to Vatican sources, he had a restful night. CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports your morning cup of joe may be getting more expensive.
Gregory Zamfotis is the founder and CEO of Gregory's Coffee, a New York-based company that imports and sells coffee across its 50 cafes nationwide.
How much coffee are you buying every year?
This year, we'll probably close in on 600,000 to 700,000 pounds of coffee. A year and a half to 2 years ago, the price was around $1.50 per pound. And as of recently, it went up to $4.50 almost, so that tripled.
Yeah, coffee bean prices have jumped nearly 20% since the beginning of the year. And the threat of tariffs, they say, could make those prices jump even higher. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
The Bucks in the Big D. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks. Giannis Antetokounmpo said after their win over Denver, he's got to find ways to use Damian Lillard more.
I'm here to make plays. I'm here to make good decisions, but I'm here to be aggressive. I'm wide open in the pop. It's either I can go or I can just wait for Dame and just play this two-man game and just try to milk it as much as we can. And that's what I chose to do, and it worked out in our benefit. So I think down the stretch, you just got to milk plays more. You know, you got to have more patience. You got to play off with Dame more because he's a threat. He's a threat. And if two guys go to him, then he can swing it to me. I'm going downhill and keep on doing it.
College Hoops Marquette preparing for tonight's game at Georgetown.
There's a difference between preparation and performance. You need both. But make no mistake about it. It's when that ball goes up in the air and the lights are on and the popcorn's popping. That's when it really, really matters the most. And you got teams that are desperate to beat you.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy today. We'll have sunshine and a high near 29. Clear tonight, 17. Sunshine and mid-30s for Sunday. We warm to 41 on your Monday and highs in the upper 40s with some rain likely on Tuesday. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, it's 19.
Don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. Sometimes wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe me as much as I cherish you.
Grass. Get back. Serena. Your mommy's waiting for you, wearing a high-heel shoe and a low-neck sweater. Get back home, Loretta.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby. Whoa. sometime. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
Definitely sweet to be loved by you, James Taylor. Saturday morning soundtrack with Rick Johnson. I'm so happy that you're coming along. 21 degrees. We've been steady for most of the morning here at Radio Park, and partly cloudy. And as you heard, it's going to be a little windy today. So, bring that winter jacket out. You're still going to need it. Don't put it away just yet. Two old friends. It's always nice to have friends around, isn't it? Well, they're about to get back together Monday morning at 8:30. Don Rosen will share the big news about the reunification that's going to be happening. It's going to make for a feel-good summer. Now, when was the last time you had a good summer, right? Right? Yeah, there you go. So make sure you're around. You want to check him out. Don Rosen, 8:30 Monday morning, and he's going to tell you something you're really going to enjoy.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted.
As
with
a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. And the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Like this, yeah, dress, hey.
Capsule Countdown coming up shortly on WRJN.
Change, change, change.
Rolling Stones at WRGN. Time's on my side. Well, almost, but not quite. Not quite 8:30 yet, but I do want to tell you, don't forget, Memorial Hall from 10 to 4 today, 10 to 3 tomorrow. Head on down there, because you're going to see the Racine County Eye as they present Thrive Home and Wellness. And we're going to be down there, too, saying hi to everybody, and we're going to do some radio break-ins here, too, during Terry's show. So make sure you're around. It'll be a lot of fun. Check out what they've got to offer. 10 to 4 today, 10 to 3 tomorrow is the Racine County Eye Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. 8:30 here at WRJN. And, of course, we always like to do the Capsule Countdown twice on Saturday mornings. On your on your Saturday morning soundtrack. Okay, I got that all ready to go. And this time around, we're going to stop at 1965 for this particular one. Martin Luther King and 25,000 civil rights activists successfully ended their four-day march from Selma, Alabama, to the Capitol in Montgomery. And the world's first space nuclear power reactor, SNAP-10A, is launched by the United States from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. And as Paul Harvey used to say, so that you don't run out of things to worry about, that reactor operated for 43 days and still remains in low Earth orbit. Going to be coming down someday. NASA launches the United States' first two-person crew, Gus Grissom, of course, and John Young, as they went and did an orbit around the Earth. That was in 1965. Today's countdown from April of 1965 includes a number two song from the Fab Four, and this is what it sounded like.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10. Game up. Seven.
I'm telling you now.
Six.
I'm kind of waiting for you.
Five.
King of the road.
Four. Three.
Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
One.
In the name of love.
Standing by for the number two song on this date. review for you. The WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Coming up next hour, we're going to visit 1971 March of that year. And a suggestion, a song suggestion in the countdown we're going to feature that came from the WRJN.com webpage. So be sure to listen next hour at 9:30.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Breezy today. We'll have sunshine and a high near 29. Clear tonight, 17. Sunshine and mid-30s for Sunday. We warm to 41 on your Monday and highs in the upper 40s with some rain likely on Tuesday. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, it's 19.
Local news and timeless hits to go along with that. We are WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh. Can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you.
WRJN. And don't forget, coming up 2 o'clock this afternoon, we have Major League Baseball. Again, it's starting, right? It must be springtime. Milwaukee Brewers take on the Texas Rangers. Start time again, 2 o'clock this afternoon here at WRJN. And, well, we lost another one this past week. Roberta Flack. She came to prominence in her 30s when Clint Eastwood featured her song. Remember the one, "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face"? He featured it in his movie Play Misty for Me. If you've ever seen that and you've worked in radio, it's close to home. The song topped the Billboard charts, and she received a Grammy for that song in 1972. Some of her other songs, "Killing Me Softly" with his song, and a couple of duets like "Where Is the Love" and "The Closer You Get." Roberta Flack, dead at the age of 88. Me, Bill Withers at WRJ, and it's Rick Johnson's Saturday Morning Soundtrack. I don't know why it is. Every time I start talking, my throat just wants to gurgle again. I got to get rid of whatever this is. That's all there is to it. Make sure you head down to Memorial Hall this weekend. Actually, coming up in another hour, okay? It's going to be Racine County Eye. They're presenting the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. That easy. You can see live demonstrations of what's happening. It's this weekend, starts in about an hour, and tomorrow Sunday, 10 to 3. Tickets at the door, just $2. Or, if you'd rather, bring a non-perishable food item with. They'll gladly take that, too. And the best part, too, WRJN, we're going to be there featuring some live broadcasts. And we'll say, hey, hi, we'll smile at you as you're just enjoying the expo. If you want a little more information, you can still check it out, RacineCountyEye.com, and it tells you everything that's going on today and tomorrow.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir. Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
coming up straight up at the top of the hour, also 2 o'clock this afternoon, Major League Baseball, Brewers versus the Rangers here at WRJN.
Yeah.
to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Lest you please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Ukrainian President Zelensky left a White House meeting with President Trump abruptly after the two leaders had a tense shouting match. Trump telling Zelensky he needed to be more grateful for U.S. support.
You're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Reaction to the historic meeting has been swift. Retired Democratic politician Leon Panetta said,
I think it was a terrible and disturbing moment to have the president and the vice president having a shouting match with an ally who's fighting to save democracy in Ukraine.
A completely different response from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
So far, Russian President